It's Monday, October 26th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Bob Fu, the founder of China Aid, is a brave brother in the Lord. In his new book entitled God's Double Agent, The True Story of a Chinese Christian's Fight for Freedom, Fu shares his own testimony of escaping China, the communist agenda to eradicate Christianity, and his work to be a voice for religious freedom. Now, according to Steve Cleary of Revelation Media, who just interviewed Fu, our Chinese brother in Christ is being targeted for murder. A Chinese billionaire named Miles Kwok has made it his mission to kill Bob Fu. Bob, his wife, and his two daughters are currently in an undisclosed location under police protection. This is not a vain threat. This man is determined to see Bob killed. He is making public pleas for Bob's murder and is paying people to do it. Come alongside Pastor Fu and pray the Davidic prayer found in Psalm 59, verses 1 and 2. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from bloodthirsty men. In his October newsletter to 800,000 supporters, Dr. James Dobson, host of Family Talk, asked a pointed question.
How will Americans and how will you decide how to vote for a chief executive officer? I've heard from dozens of friends and acquaintances in recent weeks who have told me they will base their decisions solely on the candidate's rhetoric, tone, style, or likability. Does that describe your thinking process? Just now, as I was about to react to that idea, my wife Shirley brought in an email that she had received a few minutes before from a friend. It quoted an anonymous statement that gets to the heart of the issue as follows, and I'm quoting, "This is not a junior high or high school popularity contest. I'm not voting for the person. I'm voting for the platform. I'm voting for the Second Amendment. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court justice. I'm voting for the Electoral College. I'm voting for the republic in which we live. I'm voting for the police and law and order. I'm voting for the military and the veterans who fought and died for this country. I'm voting for the flag that is often missing from public events. I'm voting for the right to speak my opinion and not be censored for it. I'm voting for secure borders. I'm voting for the right to praise God without fear. I'm voting for every unborn soul that is at risk of being aborted. I'm voting for freedom and the American dream. I'm voting for good against evil. I'm not just voting for one person. I'm voting for the future of my country." I couldn't have said it better.
Today, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's urgent that you call your two senators at 202-224-3121 and ask them to confirm Judge Barrett. In last Thursday night's second presidential debate, Joe Biden claimed he never said he opposed fracking and challenged President Trump to, quote, "show the tape," end quote, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did. Show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Listen to Biden's response at a Democrat primary debate.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
And in this campaign appearance, Biden said this.
Look in my eyes. I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
Many black voters are no longer buying into the Democratic Party's campaign inciting racial tensions against President Donald Trump. Rasmussen Report's latest tally showed a dramatic surge of likely black voters who approved of President Trump, surging from 25% last Monday to 46% last Friday after the second presidential debate. The Hill put out a headline which read, quote, "Black male voters are tired of being taken for granted," end quote, reporting that 18 to 30-year-old black swing voters view Democrats more negatively and Republicans more positively than their older peers. They look up to the way Trump, quote, shows strength and defies the establishment, end quote. And finally, this presidential election, 40 million Christians who typically sit out elections need to be motivated to vote. That's the view of WorldNetDaily.com columnist Michael Netterman, the author of America's Primal Prayer. He asked, quote, who should better understand the urgency of this existential threat with its eternal consequences than liberty-loving Christians who see the true nature of what the Democratic Party advocates as anti-family, anti-Christian culture, and increasingly anti-American, anti-God, and anti-civilization? The Democrats are pro-abortion and tacitly approving rioting, looting, burning, often fomenting police hatred, and advocating abolishing and defunding the police. The Democratic Party is promoting Marxism, end quote. Netterman asked, quote, how is it possible that so many who aspire to Christian moral responsibility are so cavalier about such a consequential civic responsibility, one that has such grave moral significance, end quote. Romans 12, verse 21 states, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 26th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.